Our next guest is a cybersecurity expert, knows an awful lot about social media, too, at a time when we're all focused on what's happening there. We're thrilled to welcome April Wright to the show. April, good afternoon.
Hey, Rich. Thanks for having me.
My, timing's everything here. Let's start with everything that's going on in the world of Facebook and with Mark Zuckerberg and for everybody who's concerned about sharing their information out there. Is there any social media site that could be considered safe?
That's a really good question. It depends on what you consider safe. I think that it depends also on our habits, on our sharing habits, what we are willing to put out there.
It's interesting at a time when people are so concerned about privacy, and yet they're more than willing to share so much about themselves on social media, on the internet, and the trap where they get you on Facebook, in particular, as we've learned with the investigation into some of what went on in the election, the trap are these apps that people choose to participate in, online polls and things like that, which can tell operators so much about us.
It's true. Those are extremely dangerous whenever you connect something to your social media account for authentication or for one of those fun quizzes that tells you what kind of potato you are or whatever.
Yeah,
the good news is, though, that teens are extremely well-versed in using privacy settings and securing their accounts from strangers. But the problem is that they're also really good at hiding things from their parents.
Well, yeah, and let's talk about that, too. And then we branch out beyond Facebook, because I've seen some information recently that says the average age of the Facebook user is getting older all the time as young people drift away from that onto other sites. And so when they do that, they quite often know much more about it than parents do. How are they disguising and hiding their trail on social media?
There are a couple of ways that they'll hide. One of the ways is they'll have multiple accounts. So they'll have one account that's just for their friends and one account that's more public. There's another way that they will hide their activity, which is through the use of these applications that are called Vault, V-A-U-L-T, Vault app. So they look really innocent. They might be called Calculator or something like that, but they're actually used to hide pictures and messages. And there's even apps that can hide other apps.
I work with high school students, and they're always talking about social media and what they believe those different platforms can do. Snapchat gets a lot of attention, but the notion that you can delete pictures is a bit naive for young people, because they don't always go away, and they can always be accessed by people who know what they're doing. Is that right?
It's true. There's a common saying that once it's on the internet, it's forever.
And so what can parents do to be proactive in this, in dealing with their kids when it comes to using social media?
So I think the best thing to do is to talk to your child and let them know that they are being watched, not just by you, but by strangers, criminals, as well as employers and colleges. A lot of colleges are actually either not offering or rescinding admissions to students who they see things on social media that are bad or that they don't like. So I think talking to the children about social media in a way that makes it so that they're not afraid of being caught by you, but in a way that leads to discussions of healthy socialization, self-regulation, overall safety, they really need your advice as a parent to make sure that you know that you know what they're doing, and they know that you won't be disappointed in them or disapprove of them if they tell you about something that's going on. A lot of parents will have I don't care where you are, don't drive drunk, call me anytime, I won't ask any questions and I won't be mad kind of policy. I think that that's kind of a good policy to have for online activity too. They need to be able to share what's going on with them important for everybody's safety.
It's a slippery slope that parents are on because, you do want to give your kids some freedom, let them fall once in a while and learn from it, but the stakes can be pretty high with their online lives.
It can't. Yeah, it's true. That's why I think talking to them about why inappropriate is bad and the consequences that it can have, including and up to possible criminal liabilities for certain types of content that they have on their phones. It's really important to make sure that they are aware of what can happen.
We're talking with cybersecurity expert April Wright here on Downtown. Are there some sites, some platforms out there that tend to be a bit more risky than others for young people?
I think that the Snapchat is probably the worst, just because of the idea that the images are going to go away instantly. I think that kids and adults as well are more likely to say things that they normally wouldn't or share a picture that they normally wouldn't if they thought it was going to last longer.
Yeah, and I say to students all the time, be careful. You can delete a photo out there, but as you mentioned, whether it's employers or whether it's college admissions people, that's part of the standard practice now is to do a search and find the images that are out there and even find some of the comments that you may have made as well. And you may delete them, but they're always out there in cyberspace kicking around somewhere.
And that's true. Not only that, but there have been instances like there was a bug in 2014 that allowed anyone the ability to change privacy settings on Instagram accounts. So for about 6 months, pretty much anything you thought was private on Instagram may not have been. So even if you had locked down your security settings, once it's out there, you may think it's private, but it is not always necessarily going to be.
So is it important for all of us, not just kids, but for adults to remember before we click on things, before we share information, just to keep in mind what seems so obvious, but we tend to forget that the internet and social media, well, despite your settings, it's a public place. It is not, you're not in the privacy of your own home once you're online.
True. Very true.
Well, it's a fascinating topic. We appreciate you sharing your insight and expertise with us this afternoon. April Wright, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you. Stay safe out there.